Coming to you live from Memorial Stadium, it's Sports Nightly. All the Huskers, all the time. Sports Nightly is presented to you by the NDOT Highway Safety Office, who remind you to buckle up and put the phone down.
Tight formation, turn. Toss it off to a little end around by Barney. He's at the 10-5. Touchdown, Nebraska! Ja'Cory Barney slips in there, taking the pitch on the end around from 10 yards out. Nebraska stretches the lead to 20-3.
Pickens with a 1-2. Land rolls the ground ball to third. Gibson charges, backhand stop throw. The first of the throw, Wild! Runner safe at first. Squire scores. Now Lauren Campbellson around third. She dives in safely. The throw wide of the plate. Bland around third. She's going to score. Everybody scores. Everybody scores. A Little League three-run home run for Sammy Bland. 3-1 Nebraska.
Between the circles now to Wooster and to Morgan. Back to the basket. Comes left. Dribble handoff to Asijan. Took a bump. Drives it. Puts it up. Got it! Holy smokes, what a great goal by Connor Asijan. He's not just a three-point shooter, my friends. 70-67.
Hour 2 of Sports Nightly. Josh Hill coming back with you here on a Wednesday night. Tonight and this whole week, we have some best of shows for you as we're in the process of moving all of our equipment to a new studio. We'll be back with live shows next week. We jump back into our interviews with another episode in the newcomer series. Jessica chatted with freshman volleyball player Campbell Flynn a couple of weeks ago and began the conversation by asking how she was settling in ahead of her freshman season.
Yeah, I've had the best time here. I'm settling pretty good. I'm really glad that I went early so I could build connections a little bit. And so now it's a little easier, especially going into season. I feel like I kind of have control with like classes, and I'm just not like crazy new. I'm still new, but I know kind of the rope around everything. So, yeah.
It's like you're a sophomore already, because you already know about the whole going to class thing is in the rearview mirror. Well, let's go back to your recruiting journey and just, you know, when you're going through it and you're one of the top recruits in the nation. I know Nebraska is one of those programs that a lot of people, you know, point to and want to play for. But when did you realize that was going to be a good place for you to play?
I always loved Nebraska from an early age. I loved watching them. And I also just, Nebraska is just Nebraska. It's the crazy fans and just the atmosphere is crazy. I always wanted to play there. It was one of my dream schools. So ever since I was around eighth grade, I was like set that I wanted to either go there or somewhere like Nebraska.
Do you remember some of that first team and just what you liked from watching that team play?
Oh my gosh. I was little, so I don't even remember, but I just remember watching them, and I don't know, Nebraska's just, I remember watching them with the packed crowd, and even still like from there, then now the crowd's been the same and the people have been amazing. And all over social media, I always see Nebraska volleyball and they're repping women's sports well, so.
That's great. Well, I know when you were going through your recruiting process, you committed, you thought that John Cook was gonna be your head coach. What was that like as a freshman coming in with the, you know, he decides to retire and then Danny Busboom Kelly takes over. What was that all like for you to take in and work through?
It was a lot at first because we were kind of getting our feet in the water a little bit and we thought we were doing well, and then he just brought us in on a random, what was Wednesday or Tuesday, and he was like, I'm retiring. And we all just, it was hard at first, but the team helped a lot and we all came together. And then he said that Danny was gonna be the coach, and we got to meet her and stuff, and I was really hopeful because she seemed really cool, and she is really cool, so.
That's awesome. Yeah. What's it been like just learning as a setter, learning from Danny and what she's been able to, how she's been able to help you so far this spring?
It's been awesome. Her and Kelly together is like a perfect combo, and I've been learning a lot.
So let's go back to your start. You got into volleyball at a really young age, right? Why volleyball? How'd you get into it? Why'd you love it from the beginning?
At first, I followed my sister in like every sport. She played basketball, I played basketball, and then she started volleyball, and I started volleyball, but mainly because my mom played in college, and so she was also a coach. So she kind of got us started, and then we went up from there.
Your mom playing volleyball, how was that? Just, again, not everybody has that luxury to have a parent that played at this level, but how has that helped you and shaped you into the athlete that you became?
It's helped a lot. I just remember her being my first coach, and even to this day, she shows me stuff and reminds me stuff, so I'm really blessed to have her in that aspect.
Was she a setter?
No, she was an outside.
So she probably knows, though, how to coach you up on how to get it to the hitters, right?
Yeah.
I read that you always wanted to be a setter. That's what you always wanted to be. Why? Why was that always the spot for you?
Well, I always thought that people were like, you're going to be tall, you're a lefty, we should make you a setter. But my mom always told me that I always just wanted to be a setter. I didn't want to hit, I didn't want to pass, and I wanted to just set. So I think just my mind always wanted me to be a setter. And I still hit a little bit when I was young and passed when I was young, but mainly I just was like, I want to be a setter.
What is it about that you just, you love distributing and being a part of it in that role?
It feels like I'm in control, which is good. And it's a good leadership spot, and you can kind of direct everything. And it came not easily, but it clicked, so.
I know a lot of people from, you know, your current teammates, high school coaches, club coaches, a lot of times point out to just your knowledge of the game and how much you understand just the game itself. How did that develop for you? How have you become someone that just understands and knows, even despite playing it, physical part of it aside, but the mental part of it, how you understand it so well? Did that become such a positive for you?
It's helped a ton, especially trying to get my hitters one-on-one and knowing kind of where the defense is at and where I should put the ball. But it kind of just came naturally, just watching, especially film. I love watching film and other players. I like watching men's and women's volleyball. So I think also just watching and visualizing helped too.
That's cool. Was there a setter that you looked up to growing up that you kind of initially started maybe modeling a little bit your game after?
I loved Lauren Carlini, and because she hit too, so I wanted to be like her. And also one of my all-time favorites is Joan Poulter. I love her, and just the way she sets is so smooth, and it reminds me so much of like a man setting too, and I love watching men set. But yeah, those are probably my top two right now.
So you became one of the best players in the country, in fact, the best player in the country, the Gatorade National Player of the Year, two-time Michigan Gatorade Player of the Year. At what point did you realize, well, I'm kind of good at this. I could do this for a while.
I started in ninth grade. I was like, okay, I'm going to quit basketball. I'm going to focus on volleyball because I want to do that in college. But I don't know. I just always loved volleyball, and sometimes it's not really just more for the trophies. It's like, do I love it? And I still do, so yeah.
So it was the love then. Did you find, though, growing up that they helped each other, basketball and volleyball?
A little bit, but one year I played travel basketball and travel volleyball.
Oh, that's
tough.
Yeah,
and then after that I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I have to pick because it was just way too much.
So then when you were named the Gatorade National Player of the Year, I know it was a surprise ceremony, right? Take me back to that day, how special that was, and how surprised you were.
I was so surprised, and it was so special. My school said that we were going to do like a newspaper thing for the school because I was already out of school, but everyone else was still in school taking their finals and stuff. And so they brought me back to school, and I remember going into the gym doors, and everyone just surprised me. And April Ross surprised me with the trophy, and I was so shocked. And everyone, all my family and friends were surrounding me, so I was really happy as well.
I was going to ask you, what was it like having April Ross present you the award?
It was insane. Even her saying my name was crazy because I always remember watching her in the Olympics too. And it was just so surreal.
What went into you becoming the Gatorade National Player of the Year? How did you get to that level?
A lot of work. Like every day, my setters coach, CJ Blaha, helped me a ton. Legacy helped me a ton. My high school helped me a ton. And, just hard work, leadership, and also my team in high school did really well, and my club was really high too. And I did a lot of community service as well, so I think that also helped.
So I read an article that your mom was talking about the award, and the committee had said that obviously you're a great athlete, but really what set you apart was your character. And I know you do a lot of community service and have picked that up here in Lincoln. Why is that important to you to be involved in the community and give back and volunteer?
I think it's so important to give back, especially having such a big platform at Nebraska, because all the young girls and boys just look up to the Nebraska volleyball players. And I just think how it's crazy how I go to a grocery store and there's people like pointing or staring, and they welcomed us so well here. So I just want to give it back to the community.
What about even going back to high school when you started getting involved in that? A lot of high schoolers don't have the time, don't want to put that kind of effort in. Why did that become something that you wanted to do even back then?
Well, our volleyball team wanted to do this one called the PB&J Outreach. And at first I was like, I don't really want to do it. We had to wake up at like 5 a.m. on our only Saturday off, and we had to make PB&Js and then pass out food to the homeless in Detroit. And at first I was like, this is so stupid, and I don't want to wake up, like I want to sleep in. And then I did it, and we were done by like 8 a.m. And I was just filled with so much joy, and I was very proud of all of us because we gave back, and giving them PB&Js and giving them food and just seeing them smile and also just talking to them. And they're real people. They're normal people. They're just struggling a little bit. And I just think that it was such a good opportunity, and we kept doing the PB&J outreach because it just felt so good. And we also wanted to give back.
Oh, that's cool. How much do you take? I mean, I know that you talk about wanting to give back, but how much do you take away from being able to do these kinds of events?
I take away so much. I feel so grateful and proud of my parents and my family, and just grateful for the opportunities that I got, because I wouldn't be here without my family and also just everyone that surrounded me. So, yeah, I just feel very grateful and blessed to have all these opportunities that I get to have.
So I saw a video that was done on you back in high school that was talking about you have a really cool middle name. Can you tell us that and the story behind that?
Yeah, actually, my middle name's Journey, and my mom picked it, I think. And I don't know if there was a crazy story about it, but I love it.
That's cool. I mean, because not how many people have that, so.
Yeah, I love it, because every single time someone's like, oh, what's your middle name? And I'm like, Journey. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Have you ever thought about going by that name?
No, I know. I get my nickname's Soup, because of Campbell's Soup.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like one of my nicknames, and I love that nickname.
Has that always been a nickname, or did you get it here?
It's always been a nickname. Like, if you ask my club team, they always call me Soup, and my whole club, like all the coaches call me Soup, and my mom even calls me Soup sometimes, so yeah.
So maybe your cheer for the fans and the student section can be something with Soup.
Yeah, I think they're trying to. Our team is trying to do it, but I think that would be really cool.
Is that what your team calls you now too? Or is what the Huskers call you? Soup?
There's a lot of nicknames.
Yeah, that's I get that sense that you guys have a lot of fun nicknames in there.
Yes. Like sometimes you just pop a random one out and it sticks. So I have I don't even know how many nicknames I have, but I have a lot.
Campbell Flynn with Jessica Cudi a couple weeks ago. That's just the first half of the interview. We'll pick up the conversation when Sports Nightly returns after the break.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.